بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on the rulings on the oaths, and now we need to go over the kinds of feeding. Now, first we mentioned the it'am, the conditions with respect to the person fed. We mentioned that in the previous class. Now, the second matter is the amount and the type of food given, to be given. Careful examination regarding the evidences presented by the scholars rahimahumullah concerning the amount of food and its type does not see any apparent preponderance of one saying over the other. So therefore, in this case, we stick to the generality of the verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 89. إِطْعَامُ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِطْعَامُ عَشْرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ بِهِ أَهْلِيكُمْ فكفارته إطعام عشرة مساكين من أوسط ما تطعمون أهليكم. نعم. أو كسوته. So for the expiation is of a deliberate oath is to feed 10 مساكين, poor people, on a scale of the average of that which you feed your own families. And so this is the criteria. Therefore, this goes to to what is determined by the convention, al-urf. So in this case, as to the manner, either he makes the food, cooked food, for 10 masakin, sufficient for 10, and invites them for a dinner or lunch, so therefore, as to the estimate, there is a saying by some of the scholars, rahimahumullah, that giving each miskeen, each poor person, half a sa' from what's known to be the common food of the people, like rice and so forth, and this would be 1 kilo and a half approximately. And if the convention in a society is such that the rice is given with something hot, cooked food like soup and the like, then he gives them that. And if there is also meat with it, then he gives them the meat. So again, even if he gives this on an individual basis or to 10 people, to each one of them he gives them a kilo and a half plus these things, if this is the convention in the society, or if he gathers 10 masakin 10 poor people and gives them lunch or dinner, then that would be sufficient. Yeah. Is that understood? The second thing is the poor people. The poor people, the masakin. A miskin here, the miskin, encompasses the poor who doesn't find his sufficiency and the sufficiency of his family for 1 year. For 1 year. As to the number of people fed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated the number as 10 in the same verse. 10 masakin. Now, is it a condition, is it obligation to have discovered 10, or is it permissible to repeat the feeding on some of the number? The scholars, rahimahumullah, differed in this matter, and the preponderating opinion on Allah knows best is that it should not be less than 10, so it should cover 10 masakin, and this is the opinion of the majority of the people of knowledge. The second matter is, the second type is the clothing. Clothing them. Now. And the same conditions that were applicable to the feeding apply as to those that are to be clothed, such that whoever it is permissible to feed is permissible to clothe. As to the amount, the scholars, rahimahumullah, differed, and the preponderating opinion on Allah knows best. Again, if you examine the evidences, citing the verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, one comes to the conclusion that the matter is left to the urf, to the convention, and nowadays, for example, in some societies, a garment, a thawb, is considered as clothing for a man, and with the woman, a garment and a khimar is considered also sufficient. The clothing should be that which is useful by convention, whether it is new or used. It should not have, however, have defects. But if there is a slight defect, then that is pardoned. And that the people given should possess it. This will be their possession. Unlike the case of feeding, whereby you can invite them to have a dinner in terms of the feeding, as we mentioned earlier. And to the number, the preponderating opinion, it is the same as the number in case of feeding. And with respect to the third matter is the third type. The third type is the manumission of a slave. And the majority of the scholars are on the opinion that the slave must be a believer, and this is the preponderating opinion. Now, what about now in the case when a person is unable or does not find these types, the three types we have mentioned? Then he executes the, or goes to the fourth type, and that is the fasting. Also, it may be that a person may have the wealth, may have, and is rich, and seeks to manumit a slave, a free slave, but does not find that. Looks for poor, he does not find them. So there may be situations where a person may have the ability and the wealth, but does not find the categories upon or to whom the expiation is to be given. So therefore the verse, whosoever cannot afford that or does not find, then he should fast for 3 days. Going to the fasting, is it successive or what? Or is it not? The preponderating opinion that the successiveness in the fasting is an obligation, and the evidence for this is there is a recitation by Abdullah bin Mas'ud of the same verse, فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ مُتَتَابِعًا, fasting 3 consecutive days. What about if there is a disruption or interruption? This could be either due to a legal excuse like illness, travel, menses, postnatal bleeding, the 2 Eids, fasting of Ramadan, ignorance or forgetfulness. So are these considered to be legal excuses such that interruption occurs due to any one of them, then that does not cause an elimination of days fasted by the individual out of the three, the preponderating opinion is that it does not discontinue the successiveness of the fasting. This is if there is what? A legal excuse, as mentioned earlier. And the evidence for this is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 184. قال الله تبارك وتعالى فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر chapter 2 verse 184 observing fasting for a fixed number of days, but if any of you is ill or on a journey, the same number should be made up from other days. This ayah is evidence that illness and travel is an excuse regarding the breaking of the fasting. This is because what the legislator had permitted. Similarly, with respect to the fasting as an expiation for the kafara of al-yameen, for the expiation for the yameen, the oath. Also because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Hajj 22:178 وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. And has not laid upon you in religion any hardship. And also because Allah stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, also in Surah Al-Baqarah 286, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِنْ نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. Allah is not, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 286, La tu'akhidna, punish us not, or punish us not if we forget or fall into error. All these are evidences for these legal excuses. Also the hadith of Ibn Abbas, Inna Allah tajawaza an ummati al-khata'a wa nisyan wa mastukrihu alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven for my ummah the error, its error and forgetfulness, and that which they are compelled to do. Okay. Is that clear so far? What about if a situation arises such that while the person was making the fasting and then Allah gives him from the wealth such that he would be able to make the expiation by finance? So what's the ruling on this? Is it binding upon him to move and expiate to the three categories or not? This is a matter of difference of opinion amongst the scholars, and the preponderating opinion, and Allah knows best, that it is not binding upon him to do that. And this is the majority of the scholar's opinion. That is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. And whoever does not find or afford, then should fast 3 days. What's the point of evidence from this narration, from this ayah, from this verse, that a sawm, fasting, is an original matter regarding the expiation. However, its rank, it's after the three types mentioned, of the feeding, the clothing, and the freeing of the slave. So if he initiates the fasting, then it is not binding upon him to disconnect it if he finds any of the three categories mentioned earlier of the financial type. And secondly, during his hardship, he is addressed to fast. And now he is doing what he is commanded to do. Also, this entails, if we say that it is permissible, this will entail the disconnection of worship after initiating it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verse 33, وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. And render not vain your deeds. Now, the next matter is the waiving of the kafara in case a person is incapable of doing it. In the case of incapacity or inability to expiate from the financial side, and also if the individual is unable to fast, then the kafara is lifted, according to the preponderating opinion of the scholars, rahimahumullah. And the evidence for that is the hadith of Abi Huraira concerning the person who had intercourse with his wife during the day of Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ did not make it obligatory upon this person to expiate when he is well off, when he becomes well off, when he is able. And this was when he made it clear that he was not able to expiate. And had this been binding, then the Prophet ﷺ would have told him. Also because obligations, according to the general rule, drop in case of incapacity. these are some of the matters related to the types of expiation and the points of benefit regarding the fasting for those who are unable or cannot afford or don't find the types of expiations, the financial types. Question: if a person in a certain community is unable to identify or know of the masakeen, of the poor people in his community, then it is permissible in this case to designate a charity, a Muslim charity in the community, to that deals with the poor people and knows of them, to carry on the feeding or the clothing to them. Muslims exist in certain communities. Yeah, the mic was off. I was going to say that this brings the end regarding the basic rulings on oaths, and inshallah ta'ala, and, we will discuss some matters related to oaths and in relation to divorce and other situations as well in the very near future. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I just remind you also that there will be a written test in, on this matter, and the timing will be posted inshallah to you. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.